Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Well, just an hour and a half ago, the Department of Justice published the report by Assistant Garda Commissioner John O'Mahony into the quashing of penalty points. Now, Philip Boucher-Hayes has been speed reading the report for us. It's already being written off, Philip, as a whitewash. It was being written off even before it was published. Is that fair?
The report is not a whitewash, insisted Minister for Transport Leo Varadkar this afternoon, but it's not going to help public confidence in the thoroughness of the report that the names of those who did the quashing and for whom the quashing was done have been redacted. It also doesn't help that the ultimate outcome of this six-month-long investigation is that three members of the force, two inspectors and one superintendent, are to be the subject of internal disciplinary procedures, of which we will presumably not hear anything more about. There is an explanation for all of this, though. You can't publish the names of those involved without also establishing, as a matter of undisputed legal fact, whether or not they were entitled to have their points quashed. Now, it would be fair, given that, for the public to ask, what were the authors of this report doing for the last 6 months, if not establishing whether people who had points quashed were entitled to have them quashed or not? And it would appear, in fairness to the authors of the report, that they did investigate that, and that they were in a position to publish many of those names, but it was the Department of Justice that ultimately made the decision to redact the names for fear of walking into a legal quagmire.
All right, and we'll have the Minister for Justice, Alan Shatter, on the programme a little later on. But in a nutshell, Philip, what is this report about and what does it find?
You've said it yourself at the opening of the programme. On the basis of what he has looked at, and he seems to have looked at an awful lot of fixed charge notices here, the Assistant Commissioner O'Mahony has found no evidence that can induce to suggest any act of criminality, corruption, deception or falsification as alleged by the anonymous authors, the whistleblowers who brought this all to public attention through Mick Wallace and the other three independent deputies in the Dáil.
So is there then an innocent explanation to explain why points were being quashed?
An awful lot of it is procedural and systems based and really, really boring, to be perfectly honest with you. There's an awful lot of indistinct registration numbers, duplicate penalty points issued in error or penalty points issued without the correct information, the wrong data being input, and that ends up accounting for a phenomenal number. In terms of the overall number of notices, penalty point notices that the Assistant Commissioner examined here, there was 1.46 million fixed charge notices in the 3.5 year period that the allegations surround, and 4.5% of those were terminated, and just over 2.5% of those were terminated by officers exercising discretionary powers. Now, you do the maths on that, that is a lot of penalty points that are being quashed on a discretionary or compassionate basis. That's 37,500 or over 10,000 a year.
So of that number, the 37,500, the 10,000 a year, how many did Assistant Commissioner O'Mahony find to be problematic?
Well, there are 15,500 that were up for much, much closer scrutiny here. There's somewhere under 700, over 650 of them that have to be kept out of this investigation and out of the report because they were issued by the three members who are now subject to further inquiry. So as not to prejudice that inquiry, they're not gone into in too much detail here. But John Wilson, the retired Garda who identified himself as one of the two people making these allegations today, pointed to 189 suspect cases that were investigated by Assistant Commissioner O'Mahony, and as I say, there is in excess of 15,000 penalty charge, fixed charge notices that relates to.
But do we know this? Do we know how many of the points that were quashed were for off-duty Gardaí or for the family members of Gardaí?
This was one of the things in which there were very significant numbers alleged, but the report finds it to be really quite considerably less. Of the 1,537 terminations that were pointed to by the whistleblower as being problematic, only 7 of them were for family members of Gardaí, and 2 of those 7 were not strictly in accordance with procedures, but do not, according to the author of the report, amount to a breach of discipline. So ultimately that's 2 fixed charge notices, say the authors, which went to family members of Gardaí in circumstances which were not entirely accountable for and transparent. And then of Gardaí themselves that managed to get off the hook, 47 were for members of the force who were off duty at the time, but half of those were actually found to be acting in their sworn capacity even though they were off duty, and 17 said that they were involved in a medical emergency. 11 were quashed on discretionary or compassionate grounds. There's no more explanation of that, but the report doesn't point mm-hmm. or does point out that they were quashed fully in accordance with procedure.
There was a very serious allegation made that some people might have died as a direct consequence of the quashing of penalty points. Now, what does the report say there?
The allegations pointed to, in particular, there was one that was very worrying. I'll go through a couple of them, but one said, A.N. Other was killed in a traffic accident on a date that was applied. She had a speeding ticket quashed by a Garda inspector 1 month earlier. She may have learnt her lesson and slowed down if she was possibly facing 4 penalty points for a second offence, was the allegation. But the report says that the whistleblower wasn't in full possession of the facts in this case. The woman did have the penalty points quashed, but only after she died, so that the family didn't have to go through the trauma of dealing with that whole process. Another one which proves to be typical of these kind of allegations, or representative of what the rest of them, there was a motorist, the whistleblower alleges, that was involved in a hit and run on a date supplied that killed a pedestrian. The driver previously had a 135 kilometre an hour speeding offence terminated by a Garda inspector. What had happened in this particular case, the assistant commissioner finds after investigation, was that the penalty points were issued and were actually applied to the person's licence, but then duplicate fixed charge notice was also sent out for exactly the same offence, mm-hmm. and it was that was quashed. And that seems to have happened on quite a number of occasions. The report is quite harsh in its use of language here again, because this was one of the headlines that made people prick up their ears about this whole affair. And the report concludes that when the cases cited are fully examined, the anonymous author's assertions fall far short of the actual facts in each and every case.
Now, specific allegations were made as well by the whistleblowers against named senior Gardaí. What of these allegations?
Among the attention-grabbing ones here was the inspector who was accused of terminating literally thousands of fixed charge notices. And there is an inspector referred to in the report as Inspector A, who has quashed, wait for it, 11,783 individual penalty point notices in the 3.5 years it was under investigation here. But that is this person's job. They work in the fixed charge penalty office, and all of those notices related to systems errors or detection errors, like I said, where the reg isn't clear in a photo or where a bylaw has been found to be wrong and all the points on that particular stretch of road have to be cancelled.
So what about the senior Gardaí then, who, and you mentioned them earlier, they're now the subject of internal investigation. So what did they do?
It's not entirely clear. There's an obvious level of ambiguity in the report here, because the author doesn't want to be too explicit about something that is going to be the subject of disciplinary inquiry or internal inquiry. But it would seem that administrative policy and procedure had not been adhered to by two inspectors and a superintendent. And I'm reading between the lines here because the report doesn't state it explicitly, but essentially they just don't seem to have kept their paperwork in order is what I am inferring from the report. In one case, there might have been a paper trail at one point in time, as in petitions from Mary Wilson and Philip Boucher Hayes to have penalty points quashed, but that paperwork wasn't there or wasn't to be found anymore. So that is something that those three individuals are going to have to answer for. Now, that's not to say, while this appears largely to give a clean bill of health except for some sloppy paperwork, that's not to say that the public are going to find this entirely satisfactory or completely transparent, because there are still a significant number of charges being terminated on discretionary or compassionate grounds. And I suppose it depends on what view you take of this. Should there be?
Yeah, I was going to say, does the inspector or the quashing Garda, if you like, have a discretion available to them as to what constitutes the grounds on which
this
they
is?
Can
this
quash?
Is what I was going to say. That this is where there is ambiguity, because we are not told explicitly exactly why they felt that they should exercise a little bit of discretion or that compassion was best applied in this particular case. But then, isn't that what discretion ultimately is? Do they have to spell it out?
But there's no written guidelines that we can point to or that the report points to.
The policy is certainly not set out in the report as I have read it. I'm open to correction on that. But what the public are going to, I suppose, still worry about is that if you know how to go about getting in contact with the right person and you can spin a good scale, are you going to be able to get off your penalty points? And there is nothing in this report that would convince me that that is not the case, mm-hmm. because there is no explicit explanation as to why it is that the compassion or the discretion was exercised. But then, as I say, should a guard not be able to exercise that little bit of discretion? Should they not afford people a little bit of wriggle room? Or are we to end up having guards who operate pretty much like the clampers? You're getting clamped no matter what. There is absolutely no extenuating circumstances which are going to be prepared to be considered.
Certainly, and what this does is it wakes us all up to this discretionary ability that a guard that you have, and people can do with that what they want.
Talking about 37,500 individual cases in a 3.5-year period. That's a lot of discretion.